94.3 WIBC, The Rhythm of the City. This is the WIBC Book Club, and I'm Jessica Carl, your host. Very, very happy to be here with two superb people by the names of Deborah Agnew and Denver Darden. They are the authors of the new book out, Lessons Learned. So thank you both for joining me.
Thank you, Jessica. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure for me as well. Thank you for having us.
Now, this is a nice story. This is not just two people coming together to write a book. This is a mother and a son that are here writing it's a poetry book. Pieces of life experiences. Correct me if I'm wrong, right?
No, you're right. Definitely.
Yeah. All right. And first of all, first question I want to ask you, lessons learned. Let's go a little deeper. How did we start writing? Let's start with mom first. Deborah, how did you get into this?
Okay, well, Jessica, my journey is kind of long and in depth. I'm 52 years old now, and I actually started writing when I was 9 years old. And I just started out writing little bits of poetry. At 9 years old, I was actually reading Robert Frost, and I was fascinated with Robert Frost, his imagery, and just books in general. So I started out really admiring Robert Frost, and then writing my own little poetry and little sentences here and there. And then as I started to get older, I started becoming more interested in, and eventually in high school, getting on to the Sentinel, which was at James Hillhouse High School. And that was back in the 70s. And I started out as a reporter and got interested and more into writing in that way. And then eventually became the editor of the high school newspaper, and had an opportunity there to progress more with my writing, more from a journalism perspective. So that's kind of how I got started out. And from there, eventually, well, this is now my third book, by the way, Jessica, but eventually publishing my very first book, which was Black Doves, a poetry collection. It's with Durant's Publishing Company, and that came out back in 2006. So that's kind of how I got started at 9 years old.
Oh, now that's amazing. And I think I'm all about following passion. And, you know, sometimes we can get caught up in the day-to-day of life, but it's always good to keep that passion, keep it fresh, and keep doing it. And that, I mean, obviously, if you're on your third book, that's exactly what you're doing.
Well, that's been my dream. Ever since I was 9 years old, Jessica, I always wanted to be an author, hopefully a famous author, but I always had something to say. And I just wanted to be heard. I always had something to say. And in Lessons Learned, we have a lot to say here, me and my son.
So let's move over to Denver. Now, how did you, I mean, your mom, obviously, you've probably seen her write and, you know, read some of her pieces and books and everything. But how did you get into actually, well, you're a rapper, first of all.
Yes.
You're a rapper first.
Yes.
In form, a lyricist. Let's call you a lyricist. Dorado. Right?
Dorado, yes.
Dorado. Okay. So this man is an author and a rapper. So on Lessons Learned, you're going to notice that his name is Denver Darden, but I wouldn't want to say your stage name, but
whatever you want to call it, it's comfortable for me.
Dorado. Yeah. So how did you get into this?
It was very much different for me. I didn't really have the support in school, you know. In elementary school, middle school, I was great. You know, I was really into the academics and stuff like that. And once high school started, I even started to know the change. I just became a very different person. And my mom was going through a lot of things, a difficult divorce. And, of course, I didn't know my father. You know, he left when I was young. And I had a stepfather in my life, and he wasn't really there the way I needed him to be. So I turned to the streets. You know, I got involved a lot of trouble, and I felt like the only peace and thing that made me feel good was to write down my feelings. I would do that every night before I go to sleep. When I wake up, you know, instead of hanging out with my friends, I would just write and write and write. And then I would read it back to myself and repeat. I was like, you know what? This sounds pretty good. And it just sometimes will cause me to just stay in the house. You know, I would just continue to write and write. And I was like, this is my passion. This is what I want to do. I mean, it took a while for me and my mom to actually communicate and get back to the way we were. But, you know, once I brought it to her attention, you know, she was very excited. And she told me that she had the gift as well when she was younger and coming up. And eventually she set me in the right direction. And this is where we're at. I'm just getting my feet wet, just looking forward to the future, you know, God willing.
That's amazing. Now, you know, I was just having a conversation with someone about, you know, when these the guys get kind of what keeps men out of the streets. And we were talking about sports and we didn't even touch on the arts. So the fact that you said that, it's just amazing, because that's obviously like I said, it's about passion and dreams. And this is your passion. And who would I mean, for did you know that your mother?
No, I really didn't know. I never knew my mom was
that's in that. Yeah, that's amazing. Recently, I like yeah. that.
Yeah. He never really knew that I was really involved into writing per se. He did not know that when I was in high school, I actually, in my senior year, attended and took an expository writing at Yale University for gifted and talented students. I also attended Wesleyan University for CCY, which was the Center for Creative Youth. I got to stay there for the whole summer at a small Ivy League college as well, with a bunch of other gifted writers and authors. So my son never knew about all of my arts background, as well as the fact that I was involved with ECA, Education Center for the Arts, which is here in New Haven. I went for 4 years and took theater. So my son never really knew all about my artistic background. It's just that I would introduce him in bits and pieces by taking him to the museum or taking him on, you know, trips and that sort of thing. But the library was one of the things that we never did get a chance to explore. So it wasn't until me and him went through a little course of healing and he was able to show me some of his work that I realized, wow, Denver, you can write. Why don't we do something together?
That's wonderful. Now, I want to talk about your other books, but right now let's talk about Lessons Learned. Now, who came up with the concept?
Actually, it was me. And it's pretty funny that it ended up being me. But yeah, I came up with Lessons Learned. And it started off with a bad relationship. I was in a relationship for 6 years. I met her when I was 14. And it's crazy because you never think you could actually fall in love because you're young and stuff. But I actually say I was in love and I thought I was going to be with her for the rest of my life. And then it was a terrible breakup. And that's all. Some of that is also in there. I was going through with that, but it was a big lesson learned. So that's what made me came up with the title was my past relationship.
Well, what made you come up with the actual idea, or who came up with the idea? Like, let's put these two experiences. I mean, so far, I mean, this is a mother and a son, mm-hmm. all different experiences, obviously, woman, man, the age
two
difference.
Different generations.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't want to say who's, you know, but how did the idea come up to let's merge these experiences into one piece that is going to obviously touch a whole couple of different generations
it's very hard for a lot of single mothers. And the main thing was that me and my mom were really, really close when we were young. We used to pray in the car every morning, and you know, we went on vacations. But you know, when she got into that bad marriage and stuff, I just lost her. I didn't know who she was anymore. And you know, it took a while. You know, I moved away, you know, I was homeless and I was sleeping with different people and stuff like that. And now that we're building this relationship, it's just amazing. I never thought me and my mom would talk ever again. That's why this book means so much to me, because, you know, it's so much we've been through. Like, you can never hate someone, but I really had, like, deep anger towards my mom. And now I look past that, and I love her so much. And I'm just happy that we could come together and share the experiences from good to bad to good again, you know?
Exactly. My son's correct. You know, going through, you know, ups and downs and pitfalls, and then, you know, finding your way back to reconnect and to heal and to restore is really awesome. And you know, that's what God's about. He's about healing and restoration. And in Lessons Learned, you know, we talk about that, and I think everyone can relate to that. Whether it's a bad marriage, maybe your kids, you're not talking, you're not getting along, there's a generation gap going on, or whatever it may be per se. There's so many different ways people can have, you know, differences and just fall apart and not ever learn from their lessons. But I could say that me and my son was able to put this together and piece it by our experiences and lessons we learned. So one day I just got with him and I said, you know what, son, I published Black Doves. I think we need to do this book and we need to do this together. And it took about a course of about 8 years. Yes. Till it finally here we are today, and here's lessons learned.
That's wonderful. Sounds like it was part of the healing process.
Yeah, it was.
It definitely was. Yes, it definitely was, Jessica.
So now, okay, so you talk about relationships, you know, individually, relationships, experiences. How did you choose which ones to talk about? One thing I realized when I was reading it is that, wow, these two are very open with each other. I have a son and I'm like, I don't know if I, you know, like, and you know, granted he's only 8, but still it's like, and you got, you know, you're mature. You obviously seem very, very mature, Denver, but how do you get to that point where you can open up and be honest with each other, much less such a large audience that you're going to touch with this book?
I would say because I lived the life of a grown man. You know, I was exposed to so much at a young age, whereas to my mom, she just realized that, you know, she used to always tell me like I was her little man, you know. So for me to talk about anything with my mom, you know, my mom knows so much. She knows like basically everything, you know, everything. So my mom is like a father and a mother in one, you know, so that's why we're so comfortable with each other and, you know, we can talk about anything.
Now, what about you, Debra?
Yeah, I would agree. You know, being a single mom, and I have to admit it was really tough at times. You know, I worked very hard and my dream was to buy a home for me in Denver. And, you know, I thank God that he allowed that dream to come to reality. I worked very, very hard. Sometimes the only time I got to see my son I actually sold cars, Jessica, for 6 years back in the 90s. I was one of the very few minority women in the business as well as a female. And I sold cars successfully for 6 years in order to buy me in Denver a home. And I never really got to see my son except for the weekend. So I made up for it with all the hard work by on the weekends either traveling or taking him to museums and going places and doing things. So it was hard trying to juggle that and then trying to juggle relationships and this and that. But, you know, I wanted to buy us a home. So eventually after leaving the business, I was able to buy us our home. And that was a dream for me to have a home for us and get him into a neighborhood and get him into an area with decent schools. So that was one of the things as a single mom that was very, very trying for me. But I was playing both the mother and the father role. I was actually playing both. And, you know, Denver's right. We were extremely close. Not that we're not close now, but I'm saying at that particular time, we were close enough where he could come to me with anything. I would sing to him in the car some mornings. I just want to put this across real quick as emotions and feelings come to me about my love for my son. I'm trying to think of the artist. I believe her name is Lauryn Hill. Yes, it's Lauryn Hill. And there's a song that she put out in her first album. And I forgot the name of the album. I believe it was The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. And there's a song that's called Zion. Mm-hmm. And I used to sing that to Denver every morning on the way to drop him off to school. And I would replace the word Zion with Denver. And that's how much I loved my son. I would sing to him every morning. We would have prayer every morning and take turns. So it was like the bond was established, but it was like the juggling and the multitasking was very, very, very hard, but I did it. And along the way, there were some successes. There were some downfalls. Again, as my son shared, you know, when I got married, you know, after me and his father had broken up and I got married, unfortunately, that's when things kind of changed and took a downfall. And, you know, in the book and Lessons Learned, I kind of elaborate on that. Many women will be able to relate to it, whether you're divorced, not divorced, going through multiple relationships, or just drifting along and going in and out. You know, any woman that reads this will be able to relate to in Lessons Learned what it's like to experience relationships that go wrong. And in one of the poems in the collection, it's entitled Third Encounter, and I talk about being on my third marriage. So it's a very interesting piece. And in that piece, I elaborate on what this journey has been like the third time around. So, you know, any woman that has, you know, been in various relationships, whether it be 1, 2, 3, maybe more, they'll be able to understand how I felt now or how I feel now with this third and hopefully final relationship that I'm with now, in which I'm married now.
I tell you, when I was reading it, I said, saw one of the poems and it said, husbands. Wait a minute, I gotta read a little more. So let me tell you, there is some juicy stuff on both of the sides over here. And that's another thing. Did you, anything that you read that your son wrote or anything that you read that your mother wrote, was it a shock or did you already know? Or you're like, oh my goodness, like,
Yeah, some stuffs were a shock. Definitely. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Because there were a lot of, like she said, she was working the car business, so she only seen me all weekends. So when she did do dating, you know, some of the stuff in there with her past relationships, I didn't even know about. So it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. And we're keeping it real in this book, Jessica. Lessons learned is real. Denver keeps it real. I keep it real. We talk about lessons learned in the streets. Addictions, for example. We talk about love, passion. We talk about ups and downs. You know, we just give you a little bit of everything, and we keep it very real in this book. So if you don't like poetry, you might just say, oh God, poetry. This type of poetry is more real. We keep it real. It's not boring. It's not long and lengthy where it's going to take you weeks and weeks. You can sit down and get just a little out of lessons learned within 2 or 3 hours and you're done. And it's like a little small piece, but you're full when you're finished. You're full. You're full.
And you know, one of the things I think people really appreciate is honesty and realness. And that's definitely, you guys are both telling your stories. And you know, some people are going to read it, whether it's a young man that might be going through something similar that you went through years ago, yeah, or a woman that's dealing with a young son and handling all the stuff on her own and juggling and multitasking like you were talking about, or people that have been there and gone through it, and maybe it'll be a healing for them too. So I definitely appreciate you, and I think the community appreciates you for writing this, and we definitely are going to make sure people get this and read it. Now, I want to switch gears a little bit with and talk to Denver about, you know, I mentioned earlier that you're a lyricist. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what do you like to rap about? What do you write about?
I write about a little bit of everything, you know. Sometimes my mind runs wild, and I even surprise myself, like, wow, I can't believe I actually just wrote that, you know.
Yeah,
but it's pretty similar to Lessons Learned. I feel like is a little piece of what I have as a whole book. Like, I have a whole dictionary in my mind, you know, and Lessons Learned is a small piece of it. And I feel like if the right person gave me a chance, and you know, my whole life is a story and I have so much to tell. Like, when I say I lived the life of a grown man, I'm not just saying it just to say it. It's at a point where I don't even go to clubs anymore, because I was going to what is called now Empire when it was Gotham, mm-hmm, and it was actually fun to go out. And it's like so much has changed over time. Yeah. And you know, it's crazy how I could just talk about it.
So Lessons Learned seems like it's a good introduction to who you are,
exactly.
the work that you're going to be putting out there.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would love for Denver to be able to do, Jessica, if it's all right with you, is have him maybe spill something out, because, you know, when we started Lessons Learned, the title of one of the poems in there is entitled Just For Now, and Denver actually was spitting it, and I was typing it out at the same time.
All right.
As he was spitting it. So I don't know if he's kind of in that flow right now where he could do something.
No, I would love it, and it would be great for the audience to get a little taste of what they can expect in the book. So you need me to drop a beat? Nah, I'm just saying. But I mean, I don't put you on the spot, but if you can, we would love for you to.
I could do a little something. I mean, you want acapella or you want to throw
a
beat on
us up too?
All right. You could say I'm just getting started on the road to success. Got a lot on my mind and plenty more on my chest. The devil on the right side, the Lord on the left. But when I'm feeling stressed, I call my mother up for suggestions. Life is so hard and I'm lucky to still be alive. Sometimes I get on my knees and pray and cry. Ask the Lord, why has he taken so many peers? Feeling like Tupac, because I shed so many tears. Women are so beautiful, but at the same time conniving and sneaky. I can tell how they look in my eyes when they meet me and greet me. They only want to sleep with me. Or maybe they want my money. But at the end of the day, my friends laugh. I don't take it funny. I got golden goals. And I'm on a dark road. Some cracks. But at the end of the day, I know the Lord has my back. I'm a little nervous, sorry.
No. That's fine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And that's what you can expect in Lessons Learned. And so do you have any music? Do you have any?
I was supposed to actually link up with my uncle. He has a type of studio, but I haven't really. It's been a while since I actually been in the studio. You know, I'm trying to link up with the right person, you know, and see my talent, and then maybe we could go somewhere.
Well, just keep on writing and make sure you look me up once you have something, definitely, because I'm all about the independent artists, and, you know, they should be heard, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what we do here, obviously. We love to feature local artists, independent artists, and get them in the rotation. So, you know, work on that. Keep writing. Keep on doing what you're doing. And when you got something, you make sure you contact us.
All right.
So I'm going to switch gears to Miss Deborah over here. Now, this is your third book, you said.
That's correct. My first one was entitled Black Doves, a Poetry Collection. Again, that was published in 2006 by Durant's Publishing Company. My second one came out last year in 2013, entitled Poetry and Midnight Madness. That's with Elizabeth's Publishing Company. And that book is available on elizabeth.com, Jessica, as well as amazon.com. as well as barnesandnobles.com. And then, of course, now Lessons Learned, which was just released last month, is also available at Elizabeth's, and I'll spell that, xlibris.com, as well as barnesandnoble.com and amazon.com. And from what I'm told, it may even be available at local bookstores. So, you know, if you want a copy, it's easy to get, it's easy to pick up. Like I said, it's not boring poetry. It's fun to read. It's interesting. It'll make you think. It'll make you laugh. It might even make you cry. But, you know, that's how you can get a copy. And we just want the community out there to reach out, show us some love, and pick up a copy, you know, and read the book.
Now, how different was it writing? I mean, if you wrote two already, they're both poetry books.
That's correct.
All right. All so how was it different? How was it writing the first two compared to the third one when you have your son involved?
Well, the first one actually took me all my life because, as I told you, I started writing at 9 and I didn't become a published author, Jessica, until Black Doves came out in 2006. So if you kind of do the math and I'm 52, my God, that took me like 40 years. So that's how long it took me to actually come out with Black Doves. And then you figure Poetry Midnight Madness, which just came out last year, 2013. That was kind of a 7-year gap there. That came about after I started collecting some thoughts and just kind of thinking about being still for a while, being a little quiet and thinking about all the madness that's going on in this world. And I thought about, you know, putting some of that stuff together. And it was kind of a cleansing, healing period for me. So that's how that collaboration came about. And then again, as me and Denver shared earlier, with the collaboration of Lessons Learned, that came about, you know, during some breakup times and then healing and mom and son and that journey of healing and then coming back together and then doing this. So I would have to say out of all three books, Jessica, the easiest one for me, believe it or not, was Lessons Learned. When Denver gave me his material and his work and I did the manuscript, it actually only took me 2 months to actually complete and finish that manuscript and submit it. That's how quick I was able to move along with Lessons
See,
Learned.
That goes to show you it was supposed to happen.
Yes.
Definitely supposed to happen.
It was a nice, easy move for me. Yes.
Now, Denver, we're going to have to wrap up, but let me tell, what would you tell other young men that are trying to write, trying to rap? I mean, we were talking about it earlier about, you know, having a different type of message, mm-hmm. a more positive message. So just real quick.
I just want to tell the youth, don't try to fit in and be yourself. You know, if you grew up and you grew up in the suburbs and you didn't really experience what a lot of other people experience, it's okay. You know, you can still put out great music and people will love you. You know, look at Drake. Drake didn't really grow up, you know, in the streets, and he's a millionaire. He's making lots of money and he still gets respect. So that's just what I want to tell the youth, you know, and write what's real. You know, don't lie. If you're there's something you're not doing, don't make up and say you did it, because people will pull your card, you know, if you start to get, you know, successful. So that's just what I want to tell the youth, you know, just to stay focused, you know, keep writing and stay out of trouble, you know.
That's right, because Jessica, that's what kept me out of trouble. When I was a young girl growing up, I remember I would take walks to the library. I would walk about 2 or 3, 4 or 5 blocks just to get a hold of a book and be in my room reading. So my son is very true and correct when he talks about just be yourself, do what you enjoy doing. And sometimes take a time to read a book. You know, it doesn't have to always be magazines. Pick up a book, read a book, experiment with poetry. Just, you know, take the time. And I think that, you know, again, poetry is there's so many genres with poetry. And, you know, there's modern poetry, and then there's, you know, all different types of styles, and then there's traditional. But again, with lessons learned, I just want the audience to know that this is a different type of style poetry. Again, my son is a young man doing it from a hip-hop perspective, if you will, rap perspective. I'm doing it from a modern poetry perspective. So it's very easy to read, and it's not flowery. It's not all that pretentious stuff. It's not all that. And like my son Denver said, Dorado, it's real.
And that's what we need. We need more of that, because there's a lot of fakeness out there. Yes, and you there know is. That.
You're not lying about that.
Well, I just want to thank you guys so much for coming in and sharing your stories and you know, putting this on paper, because, you know, some people need to hear this, and they should hear this. So let me know. This is the time to make those shameless plugs for the book. So tell me again where we can find this. Tell me about your Facebook pages, anything you want us to, how we can find you guys.
Okay. Well, you can find me at Facebook, Deborah Agnew. That's D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Agnew, as in Spiro Agnew, A-G-N-E-W, on Facebook. And you can, you know, find out all about the book and what's going on with it and information there. And it's also available for you to pick up at, again, exlibris.com, amazon.com, and barnesandnobles.com. It's also available on ebook as well. So you can also be able to take a peek at it and see what's going on with the book through ebook. So that's basically how audience can check it out.
And we'll also have all the information on our website, so, you know, you guys can get to it. And make sure you tell your people to listen and log on, because that's where it'll be. And I'm really honored that you guys came in, and I think it's really, it goes to show, it shows a lot about the both of you, you know, what you've guys gone through, and you've overcome it, or getting through it and healing, and both using the arts and your gifts that God has given each of you individually and bring them together. And I think that's amazing. And I thank you both for sharing your gift with us in WIBC. And yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, this is the WIBC Book Club. We were here with Deborah Agnew and Denver Darden with the most anticipated, please go check it out, Lessons Learned. I'm Jessica Carl, and we'll be back with you later.